Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lenny Green. Batting second. The third baseman, Rich Rollins. Batting third. The right fielder, Jimmy Hall. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Don Mincher. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Harmon Killebrew. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Zoilo Virals. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bernie Allen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jerry Zimmerman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Perry. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Jim Perry. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The center fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The left fielder, Boog Powell. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Orsino. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Johnson. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Robin Roberts. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Robin Roberts. And now, play ball. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a line drive into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson takes first base on ball four. Orsino moves to second. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile takes first base on ball four. Orsino moves to third. Robinson moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virals fields it and throws to third for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Zoilo Virals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virals hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts bunts towards the mound. Perry fields it and throws to first for the out. Valentine moves to second. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Powell. Allen reaches second base with a double. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Allen scores. It's Twins, 1, Orioles, 1. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 1 in the game. Rollins hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhulst scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 1 in the game. Killebrew hits a fly ball into center field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zoilo Verhulst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhulst is 0 for 1 in the game. Verhulst strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gentile hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Allen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 0-for-0 in the game. Roberts hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio takes first base on ball 4. Roberts moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-1, Orioles. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-2 in the game. Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Allen hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0-for-1 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell pinch hits for Jim Perry. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 5, and the Twins 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Gary Roggenberg now pitching. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into center field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Robinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Green who is chasing the ball. Robinson reaches third base with a triple. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. It's 6-1, Orioles. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ver Alse fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Zimmerman and he is safe. Johnson steals second. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Valentine takes first base on ball 4. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roggenberg fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 2 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Orioles. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a pop-up towards third. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Snyder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boog Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 3 in the game. Powell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Allen catches it and throws to first to double up Snyder. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 2 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robinson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Zoilo Verhals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhals is 0 for 2 in the game. Verhals hits a fly ball into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Orsino hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Killebrew settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gentile is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Savarin now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing right field. Jerry Zimmerman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zimmerman is 0 for 2 in the game. Zimmerman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Wertz pinch hits for Gary Roggenberg. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lenny Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Green hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Rich Rollins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rollins is 0 for 3 in the game. Rollins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Bill Daly now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verhaal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Rollins. Savarin moves to second. Robin Roberts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Roberts hits a pop-up towards third. Rollins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rollins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 6, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jimmy Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Don Mincher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mincher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mincher hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0 for 3 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hall moves to second. Zoilo Verhaals is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verhaals is 0 for 3 in the game. Verhaals hits a line drive into left field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bernie Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Savarin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 6, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from M. Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.